The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
After her guide dog sadly died, Lynn was presented with a difficult future, and it looked like a replacement dog would take a little time. Her solution was unusual, and not one she'd recommend for everyone.
My name's Lynn Holdsworth. I live in Bangor, Northern Ireland. And I've got with me Lucy, my six-year-old Labrador, who's an owner-trained guide dog. I had quite a few dogs from Guide Dogs UK. I think I had five dogs. My last one sadly died very suddenly when she was six, and I urgently needed another dog. So I was living and working in London. I was going to college. I had a really busy social life, and I really could not do without a dog. So I spoke to Guide Dogs the day after she died, and they told me that it was likely to be at least a year before they could give me another dog. I was gutted about that, and then about 6 weeks later, I was walking along the platform on Liverpool Street, and I almost fell under a tube train. So I kind of decided at that point, I really need a dog, even if it's a terrible dog. I just need a dog to keep me away from the edge of these trains. I'm really frightened here. So I started looking around the rescue centres. If something's too good to be true, it usually is. So I found this Labrador in a little rescue centre in northwest London, and I decided to take her home and train her. She really was a problem dog. The first day I took her to work, she ate through the boss's telephone and network cable. A few days later, she actually peed in her own ear at a meeting. And I don't know how a dog can do that, but she did it. So this was the nightmare dog from hell. It really was. But do you know, at that point, I was splitting up with my husband. I was going to be homeless because I couldn't afford to keep the house on by myself. I think I was losing my job. Everything seemed to be going wrong, and I was determined this project was going to work for me. So I stuck all the bad stuff. I'm very arrogant. Look, I thought to myself, I've had five guide dogs before. I can do this. I can train the badness out of this dog. So the first few days were just really familiarising her with the lead, taking her on the tube, and just trotting around, letting her get to know the area. Then on about day five, I decided to put a harness on her, and I thought this is going to be such a disaster. So I had a harness that I bought from the internet, and I took her from my street, which I knew really well. So when I knew we were coming up to a lamppost, I purposely let her slam me into it, and I let out a big scream, ow, and jumped right back. And you know, ever since then, she's been really cautious. Actually, the guiding wasn't the hard bit at all, apart from steps. For some reason, she would put her paws on a bottom step, but she would not stop for the top step. She used to barrel down the steps. That went on for about 6 months. So that one was quite difficult. After I felt like Lucy had reached a reasonable standard, I contacted Guide Dogs because I was under the impression that all I had to do was train her up and they would certify her, because that's what used to happen. But I think they got quite upset. So they've refused to certify her, and they've refused to give me the public access standards that they work to. There's pros and cons to having an owner-trained guide dog. So some of the cons would be that it does cost a fortune. I cannot take her on a plane because there's a bit of a grey area legally around where non-certified service dogs can travel. So I can take her everywhere else legally, so she comes to public places with me. Everything's good in that respect. The pros, just the pride, the buzz of walking down the street with a dog that you've trained. And she just does it beautifully, and I am so proud of where we've come from and where we've got to. She's a brilliant little dog. I probably wouldn't have gone down this road if there hadn't been such a waiting list. I've had five good to excellent dogs from Guide Dogs UK, and I totally support the work that they're doing. But I really couldn't do without a dog. I don't feel I had a choice here. I would really recommend that for people who haven't had a guide dog from a school, I probably wouldn't do it. You really need to know what to expect from a dog before you own or train. But I think if you know what to expect, you've got the confidence, the time, the money, and a lot of patience, there's no reason why you can't do it. Caveat here, I definitely picked the wrong dog, and I would not make that mistake again. Not that I think she's the wrong dog now, she's just perfect. But with Lucy, I would say it took me about 2.5 years, which is a very long time. You should see her now. She's gentle. She's lovely. She's a good little guide dog. She's really everything I want a guide dog to be.
Well, thank you to Lynn Holdsworth and her user-trained guide dog. Yeah, trained all by herself. That is Lucy, the guide dog, of course. Thank you to both of you. I think a dog toileting in its own ear is probably the funniest thing I've heard in a very long time. Thank you for sharing your story, Lynn.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.